All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Wheel Wednesdays. Ooh. I actually decided to do the intro today because Scott wanted to take a break. True. But one thing he always forgets, don't forget to click the notification and subscribe. Because, you know, we love you guys.
Sweet. And
the more you listen, the better. Or watch.
I felt like that was a PSA. It should be like, the more you know. And then there's that.
That was so, actually on time.
So what's going on? Welcome to Wheel Wednesday. And I am Scott from Koenig. That is Luis from Koenig. And, Nick is gone. He out the building.
C'est la vie, my boy.
So
wish you luck.
Yeah. Wish him well. Hope he finds what makes him super happy. And we have somebody new to join the team, and we're going to hold off on introducing you right now because it's still a little tentative in the sense that he's getting his bearings and We're testing.
I'm optimistic, though.
Yeah.
He's a really nice person.
Nice dude.
So
nice
far,
dude.
And
yeah.
Hopefully it works out. That's all I hope.
Yeah, yeah. Nice dude. So we got that going on. And let's see. We're preparing for SEMA 360. For those of you who may not know, SEMA, the show itself, obviously canceled. And for this year, they've decided to put on more of a virtual show called SEMA 360. A lot of companies and manufacturers are participating in that, and we got to get that in the next by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lock it down until the second. So we are working on that. We're also working on new designs, and we're also trying to work on some plans for how we're going to bring you this new product, right? Because SEMA 360 or SEMA is traditionally the time where we unveil some new things. This year, it's going to be a little bit different. We're also a little bit further behind than we usually are, just because of how the year is kind of gone.
Nature of the times.
Yeah.
Know. Yeah. A lot is going on and a lot of pieces. So.
Yeah.
But when it does come out, which you know, where I'm sure we are on the way of releasing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and so we're working on some teasers and some stuff that we'll start to drop most likely during that week. And we're hoping to kind of figure out a day. One of our thoughts was, and you chime in on this if you'd like to, throw a comment below. One of our thoughts was that we would hold like a live event, right? Whether it be live on YouTube or whatever it may be, and we would hold this live event and show you the products and show you some images and talk about some things and try to give you a little bit behind the scenes, but do it live in a way that you might even be able to ask some questions.
Yeah, and even have some special guests. You never know.
That's true. Yeah, we were thinking about doing that whole thing. So so that's interesting. I think another thing to watch out for is the rag company is doing something pretty interesting. Maybe it's a little bit more centric to detailing and exterior stuff. But they're doing like their own like SEMA type day in conjunction with doing SEMA 360. So they have a website set up for it. I'm gonna try not to butcher it. It's trcma.com. Actually they had asked me to come on one of those days and do a little talk. I don't know what we're gonna be talking about, but I'm sure it'll be a good time because those guys.
Yeah, remember, check out my boy here.
Yeah, it's going to be...
TRCMA.com with live guests.
Oh, geez.
Scott Weiss.
boy. That was a lot. So, I mentioned that we're busy, and I mentioned that we got a lot of things going on. And with that comes some interesting news that you're probably seeing when you look at the title of this podcast, and that is we are hiring.
Mm.
So, let's talk about what we're hiring for. We just had put this out last time a few weeks ago about looking for somebody to join our media team, which is this gentleman Alex that hopefully
more of a content creator, just like Nick was, you know. So he's gonna, you know, doing a lot of the video stuff, a lot of the graphics and stuff that you see. Well, not really the graphics, but some of the stuff that you see marketing wise.
Right.
And yeah, he's helping us out with that. So.
Yeah. So that's what you know, Alex hopefully will be doing and continuing to do for us. But the position that we have actually opening is going to be for a marketing person. So we're looking for somebody to join our marketing team. So let's go through some of the prerequisites and a couple of the things that you're really going to need if you're interested seriously about applying for this job.
First
and foremost, do it. Yeah, we're thinking the same thing.
You got to be native to New York.
Damn right.
I don't need any resumes from someone in Slovakia that has been, you know, doing all the cool stuff and all that over there.
If you live in Colorado and you want to work remote, I feel your hustle, but not here.
It doesn't work for us. Right. I'm sorry.
It's got to, yeah.
I need to know you, buddy.
Yeah, legitimately, you got to be here in New York. We need to have somebody physically in-house here. And we're looking for the right person. We're looking for somebody that's here for the team. We're looking for somebody. It's okay if it's entry level as far as your skill, as long as you have some sort of background. I think let's go through the must-haves.
Yeah.
Must be a car person. Mm-hmm. And notice I said car person. We are open to any gender under the sun, but you got to be a car person. Now, with that said, not only do you have to be a car person, but you have to kind of be into our segment, meaning that you kind of have to be into that road race, time attack, drift, sport compact. Mm-hmm. It's cool
motorsports.
It's cool if you're a domestic guy in time, you know. But you gotta be in the realm of the motorsport activity that we've kind of done. Doesn't mean you have to be a road racer. You just have to have
an understanding.
Yeah, and some knowledge of it, and really know, like, feel like cars are in your blood, because everything we do around here is car related. So, you know, in one way or another, if you don't have that car background, it's going to be difficult for you.
Yeah.
I will say that I think that there might be some people out there that are content creators that maybe have some sort of, you know, business education background or something to that effect that could be really effective in this role. So if this is something that you, you know, you have a little YouTube thing and you're interested in maybe jumping on board, that's cool. You have to be able, you must know social media.
Yeah.
You must know social media. You have to be able to understand social advertising. You have to be able to understand how important it is to comment to people and to be as in reach as you can. You have to know how people use social media to talk about their builds and different things like that. So that's important.
Yes.
Ideally, you're also going to be somebody that has attention to detail and follow-up skills. It's probably one of the most important things that you would have in this position, because the truth is there's a lot of things you can learn here. There's a lot of things we could teach you here. But the one thing we can't teach you is about being able to stay on task and manage your own time. Right? Luis can attest to this. We run pretty fast. We're a fairly small team. But the one thing that we really do is we do our best to just handle the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what ends up happening a lot is it leaves you with a little bit more of a macro-managed situation.
Now, I want to say this too, because I know it's going to happen. We don't need anyone messaging us that became a marketing guy yesterday. I know you understand social media. Everyone understands. You know, there's a
you know
wide
what,
array
I'll
of people.
I'll be honest with you, though. I don't even know if I'm opposed to it.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I feel that if you have a good handle on social media, if you have some skills, like, in your computer, right? You have some Excel understanding. If you are – you have to be super computer literate. I think if you're into any of the – Adobe programs, the Adobe Creative Suite, I think that's a good big plus.
That's what I mean. By that, but, you know, you have to have an understanding of actual marketing, have a background in it, you know, he's obviously saying not too crazy, but something in the wheelhouse, at least.
Right, and so I think if you, you know, you look at that stuff, you have to be able to have those details and the follow-up skills, because, you know, you could be a big part of planning SEMA next year, going to the shows, you know. You could be a big part of, you know, traveling to do different videos or photo shoots or different things. You could be on the phone with customers, not the ones buying wheels at the store. I mean, like some of our larger retailers, mm-hmm. and trying to work with them to get the photos they need, the images they need, the copy they need, or, you know, just different deliverables. Additionally, you have to be able to write coherently, mm-hmm. and speak coherently,
yep.
right?
Yep.
I think that that's really important. I mean, communication nowadays is like at the most extreme level of importance that you could have.
And one of the things he mentions is about being entry level. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, let's say you're just getting out of college or something,
yep.
and you
yep.
just finished studying. The one thing that we can offer you here is the fact that we're willing to work with you. Like Scott, I know, you know, Scott taught me a lot when I came in. There's a lot of things that I didn't know that he taught me. So we're offering you the same here. If you come in, you're a teammate. We're going to help you out. We're going to work with you. And mm-hmm. ultimately, that'll help you out in the long run.
Yeah. So that's you know, that's the gist of today's podcast. You know, yeah. we're just putting it out there. We're looking for a marketing member to join our team, and it could be you. So what I would say is if you have any interest of doing marketing, working in the automotive industry on the manufacturing end, manufacturer side rather, if you want to gain some solid experience, if you want to possibly come from another company, maybe you are a car guy but you've been working for a paper company and doing marketing and you're like, this is cool, but...
Yeah.
Like paper, you know?
I've been there.
Right?
Yeah.
So this might be an option to make your move. Let's see. Is there anything I'm leaving out? Hmm. Again, I can't stress the importance of being in New York. You have
yes.
to be here. We're on Long
Must
Island.
Must be New York.
We're on Long Island. It would be sufficient.
What
really
about,
good.
What about the edge of New Jersey?
So I would say this. I would say if you are in the tri-state area, but... have a serious possibility for, like, hey, like, I'm looking to get out of wherever I am, and I'd find a little apartment or wherever. I don't know what your deal is. I'm not saying that we couldn't entertain it.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not relocating you, so.
That's true.
Right, like you need to decide.
Basically,
like,
what we're saying is maybe, but New York guys, New York females. Hit
New
us
York
up.
People, New York people,
you know,
yeah.
New York people, hit us up. You know, we're looking for the right teammate. Mm-hmm. That's all. So,
yeah,
let us know if that's you.
Yeah. So, let's see. Is there anything else I missed? You know, look, there's a lot of intricate pieces to this type of role. But what I will say is I've been here for almost 15 years. I have never come to work here a day in those 15 years where... like, I wasn't happy to be in this office with these people around cars, around car-related things. The opportunities and the chances I've had to do things over the past 15 years that I would have never had the chance to do was there. And I really say that from a real perspective. There are so many things that I've had the opportunity to do and people that I've had the opportunity to meet and in many cases develop long-term relationships with. It's been truly one of the highlights of working here. So what I would say is if this is something you think is possibly for you, again, must be in New York or be able to work here. And I would say, listen, send your email to marketing@koenigwheels.com, and we will go ahead and try to give you a message back. Here's the thing. We will go through, send your resume, send anything you want to do. If you are a content creator, you can send a video, you can send your resume, but like, put down your education, let us know where you're at, let us know kind of where you feel your skill level is. And just give us the honest truth about, like, hey, this is what I know, this is what I don't know.
And you're welcome to DM us too, but most likely, well, no, definitely, we're going to tell you to go to marketing@koenigwheels.com anyways, so, because yeah. It's going to happen.
And
so.
Listen, and the hard part with DMs is people chronically ask a lot of questions that, and how do I say this the right way? It's better for you to send us your resume and some of your thoughts before you ask us things like, well, how much does it pay? And what are the hours? Like, you're speaking as if you've been hired and there's going to be a lot of applicants. So I would just say, hey, look, send your information over to marketing@koenigwheels.com, and we will do our best to go through all the information you send us, which means you need to attach things to this email.
Yeah.
Yo, it's really chronic. People will write, like, two lines, like, can I have more info about the job?
Yeah.
No, send us your resume. If
it's
you
the
are
same
a
thing
fit.
That happens with sponsorship. It's weird that they kind of, like, are the same. It's weird.
Yeah, a little bit. So anyhow, so that's pretty much the deal here. Remember, we go live every Wednesday on Instagram and Facebook, 3 p.m. Eastern. So what I would say is if you have any other questions that you want to find out and you've already watched this morning, hopefully it's this morning. And we did our job and finished getting it edited. Go ahead and hit us up there. Come over to Instagram. Hit us up at 3 p.m.
Yep.
Ask your questions. I'll be happy to answer them. I'll be there, doing the spiel. And I don't know. Hopefully one of you end up being part of this team. It would really, this is a position. When we try to hire for certain positions here, we really lean on the automotive community, because it's the automotive enthusiast within these walls that allow this company to continue to bring cool things to market and to try to bring real things and, not just look at some other product and try to, find something that's in the ballpark. We really listen to feedback. We really go the length to make sure that we're making it the way that enthusiasts want to use the product. So so it is important, and I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Just send it in, and I'm excited to see what we get.
So that is it. If you have any other questions, like, again, you could throw them down below, and you could also send us an email, but please make sure you attach your resume and anything you want us to see related to the position there. I don't know. That's it. Also, let us know where you live. It doesn't have to be like address, but like give us the state, the city, something like that.
Yeah.
So we can just know general areas of where you're from. Helps us understand exactly the tone of which you're kind of applying to. But that's it. So we will catch you next Wednesday right back here. Until then, have a good week and take care of yourself.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. Peace.